Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
We want to welcome all of those who are joining us and streaming in Spanish and in English. Thank you all for joining us. Hopefully we can say something today that will enrich your lives. And to you all here in the sanctuary, shalom. The peace of Yahweh that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and your mind until that day. How many of you are looking forward for that day? That day when Yeshua will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of Yahweh. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And we who are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Put up the tabernacle. The tabernacle, as we have explained to you all, is the preaching of God, the preaching of Yahweh. Here we can prove everything that we have in the New Testament by going back 1,000 years where Yahweh has preached the gospel to us and verified everything that we believe in. Now I want you to go, if you would, to the holy place where we left you off last week. This is represents the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. It is the church that is the pillar, the platform that truth rests on. If we don't give truth, it will not be given. We're standing here in the General Assembly of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. We're standing here in Mount Zion, the joy of the whole world. This is the place where salvation is proclaimed from. The joy of the whole world. The church is a living organism, a place where God dwells. And it is amazing, with all the information that we have in this day, that there is still so much ignorance in the church about Yahweh and his will for his people. If anybody knows what the will is for his people, it's Yahweh. He knows what his will is for his people. And so Hosea said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. not because there were no knowledge available to them, but because they rejected knowledge. What do you mean they rejected knowledge? They would not accept the knowledge that God gave to them. And with all the information that we have, the church world as a whole is in darkness. And so people, you know, they get really uptight when I talk about this because they say, are you the only one who's supposed to be saved? That you're assuming that you're the only ones who are saved? I'm just saying we are one of the ones who acknowledge God's word as truth and act upon that truth that has been revealed to us. I said to you last week and the week before, there are three pieces of furniture here. There is a table of shewbread, or the lehem panim, the bread of presence. There is the golden lampstand with seven lamps burning. And there is the golden altar of incense with the smoke going up from the incense, speaking to us of how sweet prayer is. How many of you have ever gotten a chance to really pray enough to understand how sweet prayer is to God? I also revealed to you that this lampstand, that the walls are overlaid with gold. Everything in here except the curtain is gold. Gold represents deity, so it's all about God in the church. It's just all about Him. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's not about what He can do for me. It's about what I can do for Him. Hallelujah. And so I explained to you that this lampstand, the light shining off this wall behind this lampstand, reflected like a spotlight on the table of shewbread, or the lehem panim, the bread of presence. And it just simply means lehem panim means the bread was forever on the table. The priest would eat it, but it had to be replaced. When they marched, carrying all the furniture with them, the bread had to be yet on the table. They could put the lampstand out and carry it. They could take the hot coals out of the altar of incense and carry it, but they could not take the bread off the table. So the Holy Spirit, the Bible said, Yeshua said, that when He, the Holy Ghost, is come, He will guide you into all truth. So here we see that spoken in a word picture. The Holy Spirit, the lampstand representing the Holy Spirit, light reflecting off of the wall, spots light the table of shewbread. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to us that the first thing you must do is begin at the word of God. Holy Spirit is saying to us, I cannot do anything for you until you get some word in you. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said He would take what He has heard and He would show it unto you. But if you have not heard anything, He has nothing. Thank you to work with. Come on, preach. This thing gets so good, everybody knows you want to preach. Hallelujah. But just hold on now. I'm the only one getting paid to do this. Hallelujah. So I want us to now go to the table of shewbread. We're going to pull it out from among the others, because the table of shewbread is the first piece of furniture made outside of the most holy place. In the most holy place, the first thing was made was the Ark of the Covenant. And the next thing, which held the Ten Commandments and the manna that they ate during the wilderness, and the manna represented bread. That was the bread, and the bread represent the word. So this was the first piece of furniture made in the holy place, saying to us that the word of Yahweh is extremely important. Amen. I don't believe that the church world as a whole understands the importance of the word of Yahweh. I don't think this church totally, the members of this body, totally understand the importance of the word of Yahweh. If we understood it, we would be knocking down the doors to receive it. Hallelujah. And I said the other week, I've been saved nearly 50 years, and on one hand can I count the time that I was not in Bible study, in church service, other than when I was on vacation or had some serious thing happen to me, like the accident that I had with my leg. But no sickness could keep me out of the house of God. The place to be if you're feeling bad is in the house of God. Huh? Because the word will heal your body. Hallelujah.
You people say, well, I didn't make it last week because I was sick. I had a terrible headache.
Well, this is the place you should have been. Hallelujah. We have a position here. Hallelujah. How many of you knew we have a physician here? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician here? Somebody else to preach. They say, yeah. Hallelujah. Look, I know I'm different. That's okay. You got to be different to be good. Thank you. Hallelujah. So now I want to explore today with you how important the word is. Is that okay? Are you all ready to take a trip with me? Huh? Look, if we would, at Tehillim. And listen to David. 138:1. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Will I sing praises unto thee? Well, right away, when I read this scripture, I know something is wrong. There is no gods but one. And I cannot praise him before the gods, because there is no gods except one. But because the word is Elohim, which is plural, when you are talking about false gods. But Elohim is not plural when you're talking about the God. Elohim does not express many gods when you're talking about the God. Elohim expressed the vastness of the God who is the only God. He's more than you can comprehend. He's more than you can know. What man can know God except he reveals something to him? God is bigger than our imagination. He is more powerful than we can think. He is more vast and expansive than if we could take the whole world and look at it in one moment of a time. It would not indicate the vastness of God, who is everywhere, all the time, in space, on Earth, on Jupiter, surrounding Mars. Are you understanding? So here's what he said. I'll read it in the Hebrew. I will give thanks in all my heart before God. I will sing praise. Hallelujah. I will give thanks in, you know, we say with my heart, as if you can pick your heart up and take it someplace for thanks. I will give thanks always in my heart. Hallelujah. Every believer should feel the way David is talking today. He's in my heart. And I will give thanks in all of my heart before God. And I'll praise him. Hallelujah. Second verse in English. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise the name. Praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast, hold it, watch that. Thou hast what? Magnified or exalted thy word above all thy name. Take that in. God has magnified his word above all his name. Now, think about that in the light of Philippians 2. Let's go back. Let's go over here to Philippians 2. Verse 9. Wherefore, Yahweh also has highly exalted him, talking about Yeshua, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. But go back here. For thou hast exalted or magnified thy word above thy name. God's word is more important than his name. Wow. Well, let's explore it. If it had not been for his word, you would have never knew his name. If it had not been for his word, you would have never knew God. He has exalted his word above his name. Which means that the word of Yahweh should be the highest priority in your lives. Not what you think, not what you feel, not what somebody said, but the word of Yahweh should be the most important thing in your life. And seeking out his word should be your most important mission. Heaven secures the word. Let me say that again. Heaven secures the word. If you're going to change the world, you got to go to heaven and fight God. Because heaven secures the word. You better watch yourself talking against the word. Tehillim 119. Just turn back a bit. Forever Yahweh. Now you notice I didn't say oh Yahweh. That's not a Hebrew term that would ever be used. Oh Yahweh. That's an English word. Oh Yahweh. Forever Yahweh. Thy word is settled in heaven. The word for settle in the Hebrew is natzav, meaning station, meaning fixed, meaning firmly placed and unmovable. Thy word, O Yahweh, is forever settled in heaven. Nobody can change it. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter what you think. It's already settled. But whatever he says or have said is what it is. Thy faithfulness is with all generation. Thou hast established the earth. And it abide. So what he is basing his argument on is on the establishing how powerful a word is. So he's going to use it in regards to establishing the earth. In the beginning was the word, and the word was in Yahweh, and the word was Yahweh. That's Yohanan. Beroshet said, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. How did he create it? Yahweh said. Somebody say, Yahweh said. He didn't take his hand and roll up a ball of dirt and place it out in heaven. He said, let there be light. So he's basing his argument upon the fact that the word is what established the heaven. And so he will go on to reinforce that argument. He said, thy faithfulness is unto all generation. Thou hast established the earth and it abided. Other words, it's still here. It ain't nothing holding it up but the word, his word. It's out there spinning in space. How many of you knew you are spinning in space? There's nothing under you to hold you up. There's nothing attached to you that the earth is hung on. Huh? Are you getting it? The worlds are upheld by the word of his power. And he says, Yahweh spoke the word and established the earth. And guess what? It's still standing. See, the argument he's making is from, he's He's making that first statement of truth, and then he's making the argument to fit that. The first statement of truth is forever, Yahweh. Thy word is settled, unmovable in heaven. Then he says, because you established the earth in your word, and it's still here. Now watch this. They continue this day according to thine ordinance. Ordinance simply means the word. Just a different way of saying the word, what God said. For all are thy servants. You might not know it. Even when you were a sinner, you were the servant of God. You wasn't on your job, but everything was made to serve him. Everything that has breath, praise Yahweh. Let the trees clap their hands. Let the ocean roar. Everything is created to serve Yahweh. You might be out there fighting him, but you were created to serve him. And you're just in disobedience. And hell is on the way for you because you're disobedient. Because you were created for his purpose, for his cause.
I just want to be myself.
You ain't got no self. You didn't create your own self. You didn't breathe breath into your body. You are not sustaining yourself and breathing with nothing that you can see that's causing you to do it. You want to be you, then you ought to be serving God. Because you was created to serve him. And if you're not serving him, you're just being disobedient. And trouble is on the horizon. God help us. 91st verse, they continue this day according to thine word, ordinance, thine word. For all are thy servants. Unless thy law, thy word, thy Torah, thy teaching. See, a lot of time we don't recognize when the Bible is talking about the word. The law is the Hebrew word Torah. Torah is meaning teaching. And teachings is means his word. Would you agree? Unless thy word, so I'm going to change that thing from law to word. And I'm legitimate in doing so. Unless thy word had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. If I were not in your word, if your word was not my delight, if I did not love your word, I would not be here today. November, I'll turn 83. If God's word had not been my delight, I would have perished a long time. I've been near death door a number of times. But God's word. Somebody say, God's word. God's word. 93rd verse. I will never forget thy precept. See, when it talks about precept, ordinance, it's simply talking about different categories of the word. So I'm going to use word. I will never forget thy word. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't forget his word. I will never forget thy word. For with them thou hast quickened me. Thou hast made me alive. Thou hast given me a new life. How do you think you came to Yeshua? It was through the word. You've given me a new life. Hallelujah. I was living a life, but I wasn't living the life until I came to Yeshua. Huh? Hallelujah. I was controlling a life the best I could, if you want to call it control. But one thing I came to realize, that I had no control of nothing. See, when you are a thinker, you go farther than just your little surroundings. I finally realized I control nothing. Here today, gone tomorrow. I can't even make a statement that I'll see you tomorrow if I'm talking about in myself. And it's devastating to come to the realization that you don't control nothing. I was devastated. I finally came to the conclusion there was no sense in living because there was nothing that I controlled. I was living a life, going through the motion, and though I believed in my little mind that I was doing something, but I came to the realization, I don't have control of nothing. I'm here just doing stuff before I got saved. Just doing stuff. I said I wouldn't do that again that I did last night. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I said that I did last night, I ain't going to do that no more. I found out that the next night I was doing the same thing. Huh? I didn't want to be a liar. I didn't want to be a carouser. I didn't want to be a homemonger. But I didn't have God. And I wasn't in control of nothing. So if I saw something look good, the native instinct took over. The very basic nature of the human. Hurt and pain. I caused many. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. But I had no control. I will never forget thy word. For with them or in them thou hast quickened me. Another thing about the word comes with a warranty. How many knew that? The word is guaranteed not to fail. In fact, it don't even have a return policy because it can't fail. It's guaranteed. How many of you knew that? Guaranteed not to fail. It's guaranteed to do what it's supposed to do. You know, you have your door-to-door vacuum salesman. They guarantee that it's going to pick up every little piece. And you find out that there's something it didn't pick up. And you try to send it back, and they say, well, that's not reason enough. But God, Yahweh, guarantees the word. Yesha Yahoo 55. Eight. For my thoughts, this is Yahweh speaking. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. I want to just stop here and just. I've heard people say, but I just don't think. Y'all would say, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You don't think like me. You up here in this little finite mind, controlling nothing, and you're going to say to me, I think? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways. Neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. And Yahweh say, I don't act like. You'll say you're going to do something today and change your mind tomorrow. You'll tell somebody, I'm going to meet you on 6th Street on the corner right there by the Walmart, and you downtown on that day. And you say to folks, I forgot. You didn't forget. You just felt it was more important for you to go be downtown. My ways are not your. See, a lot of time we kind of want to look at God through our own lenses, as if God is thinking like we thinking, and God is acting like we acting. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your way. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Yahweh said, I don't think like you. My thoughts are so far above your thoughts, it's like the heaven from the earth. What you got to do is get your word in this mind and get this mind transformed that it will agree with the word of Yahweh. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. So why do you think he mixed rain and snow? It's all water. It's all water. Snow is just water in a different form. But when snow melt, guess what? You get water. Surprise, surprise. You thought snow was snow. And so here's the argument he's making. For as the rain cometh down from heaven and the snow, as the rain cometh down and the heaven and the snow from heaven and return not thither, in other words, it don't come down and go up immediately, but waters the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So Yahweh is comparing his word to the rain and the snow that come down from heaven. Most of you have never been on a farm. But you don't have to be on a farm to see the process. When there is no water, the grass does what? Dies. But as soon as it rains, the grass begins to grow. And if the rain falls, things go to grow. So my grandmother and grandfather was farmers down in Mississippi. And they did their planting in a certain season. And then they waited for the rain. Ain't nothing gonna grow if it don't rain. And so here's Yahweh relating that to his word. He said, but if it does rain, your crop gonna grow and you're gonna have food to eat. Just to think, my brothers and sisters, if it didn't rain, you would have nothing to eat. But he said, you can raise hogs, but hogs wouldn't have anything to eat. If it doesn't rain, no life can exist. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Watch this. He just finished saying, that when the rain falls, things are going to grow. And then he says, so shall what? My word be that goeth forth what? Out of my mouth. It shall not return to me what?
Void.
Void. Rekam is the Hebrew word. It will not return to me empty, vain, without making an effect. My word will never return to me, Yahweh says, and it has not made some kind of effect on what it was designed to make an effect on. Now watch this. But it shall accomplish asa. Asa, it shall accomplish. Asa, it shall make, produce, create. If I can't make it, if the word can't make it and can't produce it, it'll create it. I'm talking about being a solid guarantee. Now watch this. It shall accomplish, make, produce, or create that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. Guaranteed. My word will not return unto me void, but it will produce. It will make, or it will create, right? That which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So if you will take God's word and begin to testify to something according to that word, if God can't make it, can't produce it, really, I should say. Huh? Yeah, the word we created. Huh? That's a guarantee. It'll just create it. Look at his name and say, neighbor, it'll just create it. Now you got to put it on it. You got to put the word on it. But it'll just create it. If it ain't there, if it never been here, he'll just what? He'll just create it. I'll give you a little example. Jeremiah 23. And let's start at the 26th verse. How long shall this be in the hearts of the preachers? It says prophets here, but I'm going to use preachers for your understanding. There's a lot of preachers out here preaching stuff. And sometimes we equate preaching to be everybody who preach is right. How long shall this be in the hearts of the preachers that prophesy lies? Boogly boog over you. A boogly boog. Yo, saith God, you're going to be a mighty person. Boogly book. I see something in your life. Where have you ever heard that boogly book in the word? Tell me. Where did you see folks prophesying over folks about their life? Boogly book. There was some prophets in me, but always prophets always go do what God told you to do. And prophesy lies. Yes, you're going to do mighty things. Look, you can't do little things. You don't even have the ability to do the little stuff. How are you going to do mighty stuff? You haven't even showed any inclination to walk with God in a steady way. But all of a sudden, you're going to do mighty stuff?
And the prophet said, I'm going to do a mighty work.
You ain't did no work. Where's the mighty coming from? Sometimes people, you don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa in the spirit to understand some things. I've never let nobody prophesy over me. I got the Holy Ghost. I don't need you to prophesy over me. Tell me what? What can you tell me that the Holy Ghost hasn't already told me? And if he hadn't told me, it's because I'm too, what do you call it? Too stubborn to hear. Because I didn't want to hear what the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will exalt you in his own time, in due time, his own time. Folks are running, want to hear,
what's God going to do for me?
Nothing. I don't even have to prophesy to let you know that. Nothing. You're going to be in the same position 5 years from now that you were today. If you don't get into the word of Yahweh, which think to cause my people to forget my name. They're giving you an alternative outside of his name. Wow. By their dream, which they tell every man to his neighbor. I had a dream about you last night. If you got a dream about me, first of all, I want to know why you're dreaming about me. What was in your mind that you went to bed and started dreaming about me? Because I didn't dream about you. See, that's a lot of stuff going on, man. Come on, tell me they've been dreaming about me. As their fathers have forgotten my name. Now notice, he keeps saying, what these people are trying to do is to get you away from my name. They want you to think what they have is greater than his word and his name. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream to somebody else. And he that hath my word. No, notice now. And he that has what? My word, let him speak my word faithfully. I better read that again. If you had a dream, tell it like a dream. But he that hath my word, let him what? Speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? That stuff is chaff. It has nothing to do with the edibility of the wheat. You can't eat chaff. Saith Yahweh. Is not my word like a fire? My word will burn up the trash in your life. See, most of us had a lot of trash in our life. We need that word to burn that stuff up. No sense in sweeping it out. Because if you sweep it out, you leave the dust. It needs just to be burned up. Here I am, Father, burn it up. Is not my word as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yeah, that's some big, strong stuff that life throw at you. And it looked like you can't handle it. You can't do nothing with it. You can't move it out of the way. And you can't break it. But God says, you put my word on it. My word is like a hammer. It'll keep hitting that thing. Wham! Wham! Until it breaks in pieces. Go back to the tabernacle and the holy place. The Holy Ghost, the golden lampstand, is spotlighting a table of shewbread, the English text said, but the table of the bread of presence, the lehem panim, bread present concept. You got to eat this bread. You got to eat this bread. And Yeshua would say, I am the bread of life. Huh? And the scripture was said, He is the living word, the living bread. When you find the word, you got to receive it. And you use it against the things that are trying to come into your life, upon your life. It'll break everything to pieces. It's like a hammer. It's like a sledgehammer. Yeah, there's some things that's hard. And I've had some hard things in my life. But I kept putting the word on it. Huh? And the word was like, it's not like the little hammer that you use to nail in a nail so you can put a picture up. If you use this hammer, you'd go all the way through the wall. This is a sledgehammer. And it's not the normal sledgehammer that people use here on earth. It's a God hammer. So it's not saying that it'll take a long time just hitting that rock to break it. But it's saying, use the hammer. You see what I said? The hammer. The word hammer. And you can't, it's too heavy for you to lift by yourself. So you got to say it. You got to say it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say it.
Say it.
Say it. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua HaMashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And we thank you for your word. First of all, David would say, it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Hear me, Yahweh, say, thy word is like a fire, like a hammer on a rock. And Yohanan would say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was in God, and the word was God. We thank you for the word that you have given us as a weapon to use against the enemies of our souls. And we give you glory for that. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. If there's somebody here today, you're not saved.